Hello, friends. It is Miss Rachel and Mr. Brian, and this podcast is Catching Time. This is just a 10-minute podcast for you and your family. Whether you're driving to school, coming home from something, super easy to do for you and your kids. Let's get right into it.
Welcome to Catching Time. We're doing a special 6-week series through Lent, and we've invited our friend, Reverend Lauren Gerlach, in. So you're going to hear her voice, Lauren.
Hello, y'all. It's great to be with you.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Lauren. Special episode. We're doing a couple for Lent, so this is going to be fun. We're glad to have you with us.
So cool. We are so glad to have the Reverend.
Yeah.
Lauren Gerlach in the house.
Well, yeah, it's one of the best times of the year when we come to Lent. We have 6 straight weeks of getting ready.
Yeah.
Biggest time in the church, really, for us as we lead up to Easter. So I thought I'd jump in with y'all and bring some great prompts and themes and see what you think about them.
Yeah.
Awesome.
As it regards to
Lent. Excited.
Yes.
Again, as we tell our listeners all the time, we don't know the questions that are coming. We're just going to give you guys our raw what we got.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Go for it.
Bare bones knowledge. Yes. We'll see what happens. Yeah.
Okay, great. So for this week, the theme is quieting the noise. Just take a minute with that.
Yeah.
Very applicable. The world is filled with so much noise around us, a lot of distractions, a lot of things that want our attention. So curious for our first prompt, where in your life can you intentionally quiet the noise around you?
Ooh, okay.
All right.
So I've gotten into this practice, and I've only done it like 3 times. So I'm just being honest, right?
Okay.
But I come home from work and I put my phone on the charger and I take my watch off because I usually wear a smartwatch and I put it right next to it. And for at least 3 to 4 hours, they just sit there, right? And I hang out with the family. I'm trying to get better at this. Again, haven't been doing it a lot, but I found – I'll use last night as an example – did it. And we just had such a better family night, right?
Yeah.
So much more rich, like, conversation because I'm not being distracted. I'm not seeing texts. I don't have students reaching out, which it was a kind of a big student night last night. And so I had students texting me, but I didn't know. And it was okay. They all survived.
Yes.
There's no major emergencies, no fires.
Yeah.
But just taking that time to go, hey, peace and focus and silence, right? Because my phone provides a lot of noise, literally and figuratively, right, of distraction into my life, but also just bing, bong, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Well, there's so many notifications on our phone, whether it be the different social media things with work. We have all these different apps that we use, whether it be a Teams or a message app or a, you know, cell phone text or something like that. That's really cool, Brian. I think I'm going to use that.
The other thing I've been doing, and this is one I'm still working on, I haven't figured it out all the way yet. But you know how, like, you can swipe down on your phone and you have these different environments you can engage into, right?
The focus settings.
The focus settings is creating different focuses. So I have a vacation focus where, like, when I'm on vacation, there are only certain people who can reach me, right, via phone call or text. Everyone else, no, sorry, like, I'm out, right?
We should not be on that list, Lauren. That vacation text should not include Miss Rachel and Lauren.
It's exclusive, right? But trying to use those environments, trying to use the technology – so often we go, hey, that's what we're battling against, but use it for us. I also think in a high schooler's life, the noise is constant, right? It was funny. I'll use this as a reference, right? TikTok went away for like 24 hours.
Yes.
Right. But we knew right when it came back because I watched other students were sitting in church when it came back. And all of a sudden, they were on their phone, right? Like, because one text went out.
Gosh.
It was like, oh, TikTok's back. Okay, we're back.
Everybody's...
We got to start scrolling right away, right? There's so much noise. And two... parents know this, that apps are there to distract. Like, they use predatory algorithms, right, to lock you in, to get you focused,
to keep us
re-engage,
scrolling.
To keep you, oh, I got to see what's next. I got to hear what's next. And so know that. Check that with your student. Have that conversation of where you're spending your time. We also just did family confirmation retreat. This is cool. We did a time audit with our families. So the families had to go in. Mom, dad, sister, brother, everybody sat down and they said, what are we dedicating our time to? What sports are taking our time? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Really, really helpful to do a time audit as a family to go, hey, where are we wasting some of our space time?
Yeah.
Bandwidth. I don't know. Whatever you want to use there. Which could be really helpful in this season of Lent. Like, hey, audit your time.
Yeah.
In the season where we pause and stop, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. why not?
Why not? Well, what I was going to say is I love this time audit idea because you can use this with, you know, you can scaffold it or scale it to any, yeah. you know, even with your preschoolers. You know, what are the things? Are they watching the other Miss Rachel on YouTube? Mm-hmm. You know, not the church Miss Rachel,
Miss Rachel
but the preschool Miss Rachel.
Yes.
You know, and is that time that you could be doing something else? You could be quieting that noise. I also think about flipping the script. And if you're turning down noise, what are you turning up? You know, so if you're turning down the noise of social media, what you turned on, Brian, is you turned on the family time and yeah. the together time and the I'm going to turn off work and I'm going to turn on family. So, yeah, I'm trying to think of what it would look like for our elementary friends. You know, when they mm-hmm. get home from school or even on a Saturday, they do have the sports, the different activities. Maybe it's the next play or something yeah. like that. But how can they turn down the noise? Because what we're trying to get at is, and I'm sure we'll talk about this a little bit after the break, is what are we trying to listen to? We're trying to listen to the one, the only, and that's, you know, God the Creator, God the Father, the yeah. Son, the Holy Spirit.
And silence and solitude is a spiritual discipline. It's one I don't practice well. We talk about that a lot on the podcast.
Yeah.
But Lauren, if you were to give kind of a challenge, okay, I'm putting you on the spot. I love to do this, but
I'm here.
Yeah. What's kind of the challenge in this week? How do you challenge people to find silence and solitude as an adult, right? What would be some of the things you might throw at them? I don't know.
Sure. Two things that come to mind yeah. as I don't know that we think of them as like spiritual moments, but is when we're preparing meals and when we're driving.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's what I go to a lot when I'm talking with adults. I don't care if it's downloading on Spotify like nature sounds playlist or yeah. mm-hmm. or no radio at all or, you know, something kind of that can really go to the background so that you can, in a different way, take inventory of what's going on in your mind. Yeah. Where is God in that? Where can you kind of lean in and say like, okay, I trust you, Jesus, with this? Or, hey, I really am struggling to trust you, Jesus, with this. Either side. The other time I found my husband and I, when we're cooking, is a really good time. It's natural, I think, to debrief the day. But what if we kind of transform that time into saying, like, let's debrief, like, what's the heart posture here? What's the, like,
yeah,
are we being the Lauren and Creighton that we feel like God is calling us to be? Or is, like, this just another day of, like, the hustle and grind and just trying to make it?
Yeah.
So
doing the dishes again.
Yeah. Yeah. For the millionth time ever. Yeah. Uh-huh.
The monotony of
uh-huh.
it, right?
Uh-huh.
All right. Let's put the pause here.
Perfect.
We want you to go have this conversation. Talk about where you're spending your time. How are you going to silence some of the noise? And then we'll come back and give you guys a couple more ideas. And we're back. Yep. Lauren's got a little piece of scripture to share with us for this week.
Yeah, so when I was thinking about, okay, how can we model ourselves after Jesus, time and time again in the scriptures, we see Jesus steps away to pray, right?
Yes.
One of my favorite translations is from this author called The Message
yeah.
With Eugene Peterson, and he wrote it this way, Luke 5:16, as often as possible, Jesus withdrew to out-of-the-way places for prayer.
Mm.
And I like that out-of-the-way. It's different. A lot yeah. of times you hear it as like lonely.
Yeah.
But he reframes it in, I don't know that out of the way has to be at home in your closet, in
yes.
every nook and cranny.
The
warfare,
yes. right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. But just something to think about is like, even Jesus obviously needed to step out
yeah.
and have time alone. So.
Oh, gosh. Lauren, as you were talking about that, the image that popped into my head right away was in my own house. And, you know, I could think of some times with my kids where I'm like, no, we've got to stop now and pray. And we went to the side. You know, it wasn't mm-hmm. on the main path, the main hallway, but it was to the side. And it's like, no, let's pray now. You know, so I think about that for our parents. You know, where can you go that is out of the way? And it's not necessarily the same path that we go in every day, the same place where we kneel and pray at night with the kids, you know, but what's that place out of the way that we can take time?
Yeah.
How did that strike you, Brian?
So as you said that, I thought about coaching, and this is going to be weird, but I coach third and fourth graders, right? And when they mess up, oftentimes I have to pull them to the side because talking to them
yes.
in front of their peers can sometimes mm-hmm. be so hard and so intimidating.
Yeah.
And leads to tears and all sorts of bad situations. And so it's a pull to the side, and it's, hey, we're going to have this one-on-one conversation, and I'm going to get on your level. I'm going to lower my posture, yes, right, adjust my heart, and go, hey, yes, what's going on at this level?
Yes.
And I think when we pull away, when we go to those out-of-the-way places, that's exactly what God's doing with us, right? Oh. Like, he's getting on our level. He's going, hey, let's talk, because you're not in the right spot.
Yeah.
Or, so let me get on your level, right? Let me be Jesus for a moment and to you and for you. And, hey, here's how I'm going to walk you through this, right? Posture is so important.
Oh, it really is. You know, Lauren, I really want you to read it one more time before we leave.
Yeah.
Read it one more time for us.
As often as possible, Jesus withdrew to out-of-the-way places for prayer. Mm.
Yeah.
So I think that's the great challenge this week. As you guys think about turning down the noise, let's also, too, look for the places to go and be a part. Like, whatever that is, those out-of-the-way places, find some time this week to tune your heart to what the Lord's doing. I think that'll lead to a great Lent for you and your family, no matter where you are.
Awesome. You guys have an amazing week, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah. This has been Catching Time. We are so glad that you caught some time with us. We hope that you're catching time with one another. Come back and join us for another episode.